You got home at a pretty decent time. Usually sometimes it's midnight, isn't it, before getting home, and yes. It wasn't the case last night.
You know, we started that meet, they elected Coach Mr. Ellis. He's going to call him Coach Ellis, but he's our AD up at Bergamo. Last year after we were done, you know, at the meet, and we were running under the lights, you know, it was pretty dark, and, you know, because we added a few teams, or they added a few teams to that meet last year, so then that lengthens the day as far as the meet goes. And this year they elected to start a little earlier, so we started at 11. I know that made some earlier departures for out west. You know, I talked to Scotts Bluff. They said they left at 4:45, I think they said. You know, so that's made 7:30 look pretty nice for us. You know, but it really worked out well. You know, we finished in the daylight. We were able to, you know, swing by, get some kids something to eat on the way home. So really, as far as getting home at a decent time, you know, I'm kind of an early morning guy anyway, so getting up in the morning doesn't bother me to go. You know, but that late night, though, you know, that kind of starts to wear on me a little bit. But it was nice to get it done early. We had some great competition yesterday, so it was, you know, a really good meet.
Gothenburg wins the boys' division 74 points. You're right behind them with 70. You know, Aurora 69, so the top three teams separated by 5 points.
Yep, we knew that. I kind of figure that out as you go through the day or look at entries. You know, you can kind of see, you know, you could have penciled the whole thing out, but you'd have never been right. Gothenburg has a very good team. You know, it's just, they're just going to be a team we battle with throughout the season, week in and week out now, because we're going to see them again next week at their place. We go to Gothenburg, and they, you know, they'll battle on their place. So, you know, it was a good meet. We could have scored a few more points, I believe, but, you know, we had some injuries throughout the week, last week, that cost us, you know, and then we had to do a little scramble. You know, Patrick Gross last week had a lower leg injury or a leg injury that, you know, really hampered him. You know, it may cost him his season. We're not real certain at this point. You know, we're just hopeful that he, you know, makes a speedy recovery. You know, he's done a lot for us over the last 3.5-4 years on the track. He was a very vital part of our track team. It's just part of sport is injury, and it's unfortunate that you know, that bug reached up out of the track and grabbed him on that day. You know, just very unfortunate for him. You know, we're just hopefully that he'll get back and maybe be able to do something as we get towards the end of the season. But, you know, and then Caden Porter also had an ankle injury, you know, over the weekend, last weekend. You know, he jumped 6'5", and then over the weekend, you know, just goofing around, doing some stuff with the basketball in the yard, and just, you know, happened to have an ankle injury. It's just kids being kids, and that's just what happens. And he'll be back. You know, he probably could have jumped yesterday. I know he really wanted to jump yesterday. Always err on the side of caution. So we just didn't let him jump yesterday. He was okay with that. You know, hopefully by next Thursday, you know, he's ready to roll. So otherwise, you know, we had some kids in some different events yesterday. You know, we had Evan Mai high jump yesterday. He kind of wanted to high jump, so let him high jump. He did not long jump yesterday. He tripled and he high jumped. And he had to run back and forth a little bit, so the timing was a little off on that. You know, we wished that, you know, maybe the long or the triple jump would have been first and he could have triple jumped and then come high jump, but just the way it worked out. He wound up fourth. He jumped 6 foot yesterday. You know, our jumper's legs yesterday seemed to be a little bit dead. Everybody, I think, you know, Brett included, even though Brett did win the long jump, you know, jumped 21-4, maybe a 4.5, you know, but at Broken Bow, I don't know why it is, but we just don't seem to hit the horizontal jumps very well. And it's not just us. It seems to be that we just don't jump real well there, but that's okay. Still a great meet. Brett came out with a W in that, and he also won the 100 meters, you know, so that was a good day for him.
You know, we were talking before the show here, he had a lot of great results, but I tell you, one of them in the discus, Mitchell Cole, I think a personal best, 152.10.
Yes, that is a PR for Mitchell by, you know, I think somewhere in that 15-foot range. I think he maybe hit 139, so they make it 13 feet and a little change, but 139 last year. You know, just they set up yesterday for a left-hander's wind. And Mitchell's a left-hander, and very seldom do we get a left-hander's win, and Mitchell happened to take advantage of that yesterday. He had, you know, some other throws that were in the 130s and just happened to catch that wind and hit a 152-10, which is exciting for Mitchell because, you know, all along we've known he had the capabilities of doing that, and it was really nice to see that happen for him. You know, it was a tough field of throwers yesterday's, but so he wound up fourth with that throw. He did miss our top 10 by like 2.5 feet, or it takes 156, so it's just 3 feet 1 inch, I guess. 156 feet to hit our top 10, so that's number 10. He was just a little short of that, but still a 152-10 is a very, very good throw.
Another one of your first place medals, Osney Barber in the 110 highs with a season best 15.48 to win that.
Yep, Osney's coming along really well on those hurdles. Now, Osney, I don't know, as he goes through the season, he just tends to get better. And that's what I see coming again. You know, he's just working his way through the hurdles. It's he gets smoother and smoother and smoother as he goes. He just, I don't know, ages as he goes through the hurdles. You know, he just gets better and better and better and better. You know, because last year he ran really, really well towards the end of the season. And I see that coming again for him. You know, he ran the 300s. Really, the first hurdle, the wind was at his back. The wind really came up later in the day, and it just really pushed him towards that number one hurdle in the 300s and just threw his whole timing off and just didn't recover from that. You know, once your timing is off a little bit in those 300s, it's hard to get that rhythm back because you know, you'd think you'd get over the number one hurdle and then your rhythm would be back, but then you got to gain all that momentum back, and it just threw him off a little bit. He still placed in the 300, still placed well. Wasn't his best time. He ran 44-something. But, you know, he ran really well yesterday. He also ran on our short relay for the first time yesterday, which we had to do some, you know, it was his first time. He was only practiced handoffs a couple times this week. We were trying him out there. Josiah, we were trying something different with him yesterday. You know, our short relay just became we put kids in that had experience in that particular event and in the positions they were in. It just didn't work out as well as we had hoped. Had a few botched handoffs that just didn't work as well. So we still got the baton around the track, still placed, but it just wasn't the time we were hoping for. I know those guys will be – I'm sure that they were very disappointed with that result, and, you know, that they will work hard to make amends to that. That's just how they are. So, you know, next week will be a whole different ball game for that. And our 4x4, we had to do some with Patrick being out, we had to do some arranging anyway, and then we had to move Alex to the 4x1, so then that – because he'd ran – we did something different with Alex yesterday also, you know, because he wanted to try the half. So we ran a 4x8, had Alex run the half, and he ran a nice split. He ran 2:12 yesterday, which I thought was really good for his first time out. He listened. You know, we talked about, you know, his first lap being 63. Hit that right on the money. So he hit 63 and then come back, you know, had a 69. So that put him at 2:12, which was really good for his first time out. And then he wanted to try and double back and hit the quarter, and then he's going to run the 4x4. Well, he figured out that half takes a little bit out of you. So his quarter wasn't as well as he'd hoped, you know. So then we elected to move him back to the 4x1. So we moved in somebody else to the 4x4. So it just we were shuffling some bodies yesterday, so to speak. You know, because Blake Rodewald was scheduled to run the half, and I thought, man, I also had him as an alternate for the 4x4. So that way, you know what, we're just going to, because his chances of placing in the half were not as great as him placing in the 4x4. So that, well, we're just going to move him, we'll put him in the 4x4 so that he can help us get that relay ran. And, you know, and he did a wonderful job at that. So, yeah, it was just got to be a little bit of a body shuffle yesterday at times.
And talking about the shuffling, you know, Josiah runs the 400 and finishes. Boy, that finish with the Aurora kid, that was really, really close.
Yep. Well, you know, Josiah's been battling some, I don't know, it's just his lower back gets a little tight when he sprints. I'm not sure why that is, but that's what happens. And yesterday it really flared up on him. So he ran the quarter and then he ran the prelims of the 200, and it just really flared up. So then we, you know, after Coach Barry and I talked a little bit, you know, and then watching Josiah and noticing that it wasn't calming down for him. We just elected, you know, rather than risk him pushing himself to an injury that we that he's not going to get back from, that we just decided we would just let him not race the rest of the day. So we made that decision to pull him, and he was going to be a member of that 4x1 relay. So that, you know, he was our number two spot. So then that really threw a bind and things. And Alex had ran the number two spot before. That's why we shuffled that, made that shuffle. So it just, you know, just the way it went. So yeah, the kids really performed really well, considering all things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that they weren't necessarily exactly happy with the end result, but that's part of it. So
I see Grant Campbell ran a season best in the mile and a sixth place. Well, I'd like to finish a little higher, but I see that was the season best for the year, I think.
Yeah, that was the season best for outdoor. You know, he ran under five. It was a breezy day yesterday. He battled back yesterday, you know, because at one time he was in the eighth position. He was back a little bit, and then he was back away from sixth. Coming down the home stretch, he finally went by the sixth position and finished sixth. He really does get determined on that last lap. He likes to let lap number three get away just a little bit. And we talk about that every day, or every race. Just kind of lets that lap number three get away. If we could close that lap three down a little bit, he'd run faster times. So, and then he also turned around and ran on our 4x4. So, and he ran in the 54s for us yesterday. So, you know, it was a good split for him. It was a breezy day. It's hard to get double back after running the mile, because your recovery time is not as good as you'd like it to be. You know, you probably get 15, 20, 30 minutes before you run that 4x4. So, you know, it was a good day for him, you know, earning a medal in a tough field of runners, because the milers, he was really projected to come in, and I think he was eighth or ninth on his time coming in, so finishing sixth is really good.
For your varsity kids, you'll get 3 days this week to work on some things, get healed up a little bit. Yep. And that Zorn invite at Gothenburg next Thursday.
Yep, Zorn's coming up on Thursday. We also have JV meet Cambridge on Monday, because it was supposed to be today. They elected to move that due to the high winds and the chance of thunderstorms and stuff this afternoon, which, you know, I think is probably a nice, good move. You know, if we're going to hit gusts at 60, you know, that's not going to be a good day for a track meet. We've tried that once, and that was Lexington. That was not a fun day by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, Monday we'll go over to Cambridge. That's a 12 o'clock start. That start time moved back a couple hours because, you know, you can't get the help that you had on a Saturday. That, you know, so on a Monday it's a little harder to get that help. So I know they moved that back to a 12 o'clock start. So anybody that's planning to attend that, you know, plan for a 12 o'clock start. And, you know, as far as our team, I'll post that on Sports U here later today, and, you know, our departure time and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, so, you know, we have a busy week. We got Monday, then we have a meet Thursday for our varsity, then we have another meet Friday back to Cambridge. I believe it's the Med Valley Invitational, where our JV guys will go compete again. So our JV guys are going to get a couple competitions this week. So, and then we go the following week is Hitchcock County, I believe, on Wednesday, and then Lexington on Friday, I believe, and then I think we're Southwest Conference after that. So it's rolling along quite quickly.
Do you think Lexington's the invite there? No, it's not the Higgins. I'm thinking wrestling, for crying out loud. It's the
Don Bader.
Don, the Don Bader Invitational. I'm thinking Higgins is wrestling. Yep. Bader invite. Do you think this year is going to be one of those meets finally where the wind won't blow?
Rich, I cannot recall being at a Lexington meet where we had nice weather.
Right.
I've been there when it snowed, it sleeted, it rained. I can't remember any hail, but wind has always been a factor. It would be lovely to not have a day that wasn't quite that way. But, you know, right now our best day outdoor has been our Invitational.
That's right.
Even though we had snow, blizzard conditions, we missed Monday, Tuesday that week. Scooped snow on Wednesday and had a meet Thursday. So worked out really well. It was a beautiful day. Hopefully Mother Nature is kind to us and gives us a few more days like that.
Zorn invite. Sydney's going to be there. You'll see them for the first time. A lot of these same teams that you saw yesterday will be at this one.
Yeah, you know, Cozad will be there. Gothenburg, of course, it's their Invitational. Sydney comes, another district foe. they've got some really good sprinters. You know, they ran in the under 43 in the 4x1 yesterday, or not yesterday, but on Thursday at the Mitchell Invitational. Anybody that likes high jump might be worth the trip to go watch the high jump, the girls' high jump. Yeah, up. I'm just promoting high jump today, I guess, because the leader of the, I think Coach Ramsey said earlier, I think she's the leader in the nation, and the girls' high jumps. Jumped 6'1" last week, or Thursday, I guess. And she's jumped 6 foot earlier. Young lady from Sydney, Carson Leeling, pretty incredible. It's going to be fun to watch. You know, you don't have to go that far to watch great competition, you know, or great athletes. So. If you're interested in KnotsNet, you know, make it a little trip to Gothenburg, you watch the high jump.
And that's a 1 o'clock start time on Thursday.
I believe that's correct. And I can't tell you right off the top of my head if boys or girls are first. I really do not know. It tends to be, last year I believe it was girls first and the boys. But I cannot tell you which one runs first.
All right. But, first. I mean, I think the meet as a whole starts
at 1
o'clock.
Yeah, I believe it starts at 1 o'clock. I believe that's correct. Yep.
You bet.
Because they get help out from school and all that as well. So, yep. But it's always a phenomenal meet. You see a lot of great competition at that meet. So, always have over the years.
Get those kids healed up, dang it.
Yeah, we're going to do our best. So, you know, I know our legs, our jumpers are mine. I know that my jumpers, their legs were a little dead yesterday. I know Nathaniel Miller, his... You know, he's jumped 6'2 for us, you know, and his legs have been taking a beating. You know, I told him, I said, you just got to take it easy, you know, let yourself heal up, get ready to go. I said, you know, as the season started to progress, now we're going to, you know, jump less and rest more, and because we need to have fresh legs when we start getting to the later part of the season, so we're ready to compete when we get into those bigger meets and the meets that really, it's not that every meet doesn't count, but I really... geared towards that district meet and conference meet and then the state meet. You know, 6'2 is an automatic qualifier this year, but it has to be jumped at the district meet. And, you know, Nathaniel has a great opportunity at that, and so does Caden Porter. So, you know, just got to stay as fresh as we can.